We're getting a clearer picture of life in eastern Ukraine, where a ceasefire went into effect last weekend.
It was supposed to end months of violence, but shelling continues. And so far, both the Ukrainian military and the pro-Russian rebels have refused to withdraw heavy weapons from the front lines, a key part of the peace agreement.
Residents in the east have endured months of violence now. Many have been hiding, families crammed into underground bunkers that were designed during the Cold War.
Well-equipped bomb shelters from the Soviet Union times. They have generators. They have sometimes electricity. They even sometimes have internet connection. They have the visibility of life. And they also have their hierarchy, the leader of the bomb shelter, some people who cook, some people who wash. So they try to, you know, they take care of each other.
That's the voice of Katerina Malafayeva. We reached her earlier this morning. She is a resident of the city of Donetsk and has seen these bunkers because she works with journalists and also helps to arrange food and shelter for local families. She says the ceasefire has felt fragile, but people have been slowly emerging from underground.
Yesterday, they managed to go out from the shelters for approximately 2 hours or 3 hours to visit their homes and make the fire to warm up their flats. But in the evening, they still go back to the shelters. It is not only because of the shelling, it's also because they don't have many houses are damaged. They don't have glass as well as mine, because mine was shelled exactly on the 14th of February. It was a very nice gift for me.
So what happened to your apartment?
You know, at the time, I was on the press conference of the leader of self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, Zakharchenko, and it was an attack, or I don't know who was it, but it was 14th of February, and center of the city, the shell hit my yard, playground. Luckily, there were no casualties, but all the house don't have windows. So now I have only plastic.
And you were not home. Yeah. You were out at a press conference, luckily.
Yeah, when I came, I saw my mom and my father going up from the basement. My friend was at my home, and she was sitting on the sofa. And, you know, only by her luck, she got a call, and she stood up from the sofa. And at this time, the shell, you know, the explosion wave provoked a break of their glasses. So luckily, you know, she stayed alive.
Katerina, with tense moments like that and having your own apartment hit by artillery fire, I mean, you sound, I don't know, amazingly upbeat.
I'm not happy, but, you know, I cannot. My work is connected to, you know, to journalism, to media, and I used to see dead people, you know, injured people, broken houses, and also I see, you know, very, very awful pictures of this war. I'm trying not to, you know, not to give up. I try to cheer up and to continue to sound happy, because other people here in Donetsk, they have bigger problems than me.
Katerina, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and best of luck to you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, too.
That was Katerina Malafayeva, a resident of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine.